Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Change is definitely afoot in the investment climate here in Ireland. Up to this, governments of all stripes almost discouraged households investing their own money in the capital markets with really high capital gains taxes and other charges. Speaking to the Business Post over the weekend, the Taoiseach even said as much. But will slashing capital gains tax achieve the desired result? And will Irish people break a habit of a lifetime when it comes to investing their or risking their savings? Pat Lardner is the chief executive of Irish Funds, which represents many of the companies that would like to use some of that capital. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Joe. Thank you for having
me. Now, what did you make of Micheál Martin speaking over the weekend about the fact that capital gains tax and other taxes on investments are too high?
I think it's very welcome. I mean, the Taoiseach and the coverage over the weekend really brought a couple of things together. The importance of making it attractive for people to invest here, but also the importance for Ireland to be seen strategically at the centre of investing more broadly across Europe. And therefore, brilliant that we are going to see some changes around encouraging Irish people to invest, but also equally important that the investment expertise that exists here, that we stay really competitive in an environment which your earlier segments would have said continues to be fraught. So diversification, being competitive, and making sure that Ireland really plays a strategic part in what Europe is trying to do while making sure people at home are helped.
And we'll look at Ireland's role in the fund sector in a moment. But first of all, let's focus on if capital gains tax is cut and the deemed disposal rate is cut and the investment in ETFs rate is cut. These are all way higher here than they are in other countries. Is that going to make a difference? I.e., will Irish people say, do you know what, I'm going to take it out of that useless savings account and I'm going to actually gamble with it a little bit?
So I suppose the word gamble is not one word that I would use. To invest.
It's my word.
Yeah. So I would say, number one, we talk about investment culture here. Culture in partly is driven by behaviours. Behaviours are impacted by incentives. Mm-hmm. So the right incentives has been shown in Sweden, in Canada, in the UK, help to drive behaviours. It won't happen overnight. But equally speaking, people are already gambling. They're gambling by leaving their money idle, which is being impacted by inflation, where they are going to have to provide for their future. So this is responsible policy.
So in real terms, people are losing money if they just leave it in a current account.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, one could argue that there should be inflation warnings on no interest-bearing deposits accounts. You are losing the real purchasing power of your money. And perversely, this is what we're telling transition year students in 30 schools around the country. So we are great believers in being diversified, easy access, and providing the right incentives for people to make long-term decisions, not short-term decisions.
Okay, but it would be a change in culture for many, many people in this country not to have the money easily accessible, because let's be honest, over the last 20 years, we've had crisis after crisis, and people like to say, well, I need to get my money at short notice, potentially.
But actually, having a diversified investment fund product or an ETF, they trade daily. So one can have access to your money very, very
easily. But you're stung by buying an ETF in terms of tax.
Well, that's why changing the incentives. So there should be no difference in treatment between investment in shares, in funds, in ETFs. And we shouldn't see a disincentive to put money away prudently on a diversified basis for the long term. So we're huge advocates of this, have been for many years. And we think that, you know, as the government moves forward on this, we will be lockstep with them to make sure that we can provide diversified, easily accessible, incentivized access for investors.
Now, a lot of the money, let's say you put your money into a pension fund, or you're saving some in some way, shape or form in the capital markets. A lot of that money ends up in America. It ends up in American stocks. How can we be sure that if there is a change in culture in this country and people do risk their money slightly in the capital markets, that it ends up locally in Europe or in Irish companies?
So ultimately, when we speak about investors, we're speaking about their money. So people should have the ability to choose themselves where they invest.
But they don't, Pat. Be honest. You know, they're given all sorts of names of good buddy this and Davy that and all that. It means nothing to them.
Oh, but sorry, if you look at the range of investment offerings, particularly if we look into the ETF world, you can go out and buy investments that are predominantly focused on Europe or on large stock companies or on value. So there's no shortage of investment themes where there is diversification of geography, of industry exposure, of currency exposure, and over the amount of time that that money is invested in. So this is less about worrying today, I think, about what the risks are. There will always be risks in investing. But what we have to do is to ensure that people are managing the risk of not doing anything with providing for that future where inflation is the real enemy, not the vagaries of economic growth.
Would you like to see some sort of stipulation? Because we know that change is coming, potentially in the budget this year in October. Would you like to see some sort of stipulation that we would make it even more attractive to invest in an Irish fund which would invest in Irish companies?
Listen, any and all of these things are on the table. But what I would say is that...
No, but would you not like to see that?
Sorry, I think that would be good. But what I think is more important is that people have access, to your point, if they want access to their money, that they have a broad basket of investments internationally based. And we have always said, and we've advocated in Europe, that if it is somebody else's money, they should have the choice of where it goes. Mm. And we should not be directing. Because once you start directing it, you start then.
But it might end up in America. That's my point. It might end up back in America because it's easy to invest in North America because there's so much more transparency and easier to trade. But if you've guided people towards investing in European companies and Irish companies in particular, would that not be good?
It would, provided that those companies offer the returns. It's not just about guiding investment, that they offer the returns, that they have the diversification and the risk. Mm. So, I mean, listen, most importantly, there are three opportunities here. There is the opportunity for the government to provide clear, easy access to domestic investors. There is a really important opportunity for the government to make sure that innovative investment solutions, which have been exported around the world for 30 years, continue. And that's really important to your earlier segment about competitiveness. And finally, with the presidency coming up, where Ireland has very, very strong credentials in terms of being a centre of excellence for investment, of enabling EU investment, that the country positions itself right. So that's a win for the local investor, it's a win for employment up and down the country, and it's a win strategically for the government in terms of how it positions Ireland in a rapidly changing world.
Superb. Thanks very much, Pat, and best of luck with that. That is Pat Lardner, the Chief Executive of Irish Funds.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.